To be successful, you must be authentic and true to yourself. Lisa Kwong.
A native of Radford, Virginia, Lisa Kwong is the author of Becoming Appalachian. Her poems have appeared in a literary field guide to Southern Appalachia, Still, The Journal, Pluck, and other publications. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Lisa, what poems have you brought for us today?
An Appalachian Finds Home in Bloomington, Indiana. I call myself an Appalachian, an Asian from Appalachia. I rock leopard print and black stilettos, write protest emails to Victoria's Secret, wear Brooks and flatfoot-proof orthotics. After 5K brunch is a French tickler, a ham and cream cheese crepe, mimosa with cherry. I victory dance in the basement stairwell of Ballantine, break into song upon hearing the word lonely. I travel to Greece and Taiwan vicariously through the men I liked. I am from letting go of the man who left for Florida. I push up and bird dog, lemon squeeze and tricep tip. As sweat hisses every breath, a billowing kite lifting my body higher and sore. I keep a flashlight in the bathroom just in case I have to hunker down in the bathtub while a tornado blasts through the parking lot. I am from tea parties and Scrabble, pink Moscato and poeteers, exploding tacos, chicken and dumplings. I, Appalachian of this Midwest college town, eat chicken feet, mac and cheese, celebrate butts and ancestors. I am from a fridge covered in babies, none of them mine, postcards and handwritten poems received via snail mail. I ponder the mirror, study the woman before me, see the tear-stained tub of lard, see the runner's legs, see the glittering Cinderella blue earring heart. Searching for wonton soup. Nothing compares to Mom and Dad's wontons, mini globes of ground pork perfectly wrapped in a thin golden skin. But I can't live at home forever just to be fed. At every restaurant in Bloomington, Indiana, I try to find a soup good enough. Broth not too oily, skin tender as the meat inside. I love dozens of crisp scallions floating like emeralds, slick green baby bok choy steamed just enough. I've been satisfied, disappointed. Sometimes I wonder what the heck I just ate. I hate going out to eat with complainers, even though we all, some of us anyway, can cook better than what we pay for. Sometimes we don't want to dice vegetables or retire flipping and stabbing meat with silver thermometers. We just want to eat. Once in China, my father saw his mother staring into a soup kitchen window crowded with customers scooping up wontons and slurping broth as steam rose to cloud the ceiling. She clasped her hands behind her back, her face full of hunger. Seamstress money wasn't enough to buy bowls full of wontons for herself, her husband, and 6 children. Dad tells me I don't know struggle, not like they knew in Taishan, or when his feet first touched ground in San Francisco, when English was a diamond locked in a glass case. I will never fully understand their poverty. Imprints on shoulders and hands from carrying buckets of water from a well, cooking rice over open fire, living in a one-room brick house with dirt floor, sleeping in heat while mosquitoes siphoned their sweet blood. Now filled with gratitude, I know there are worse things than bad wonton soup. Because they had little, my father now prepares enough for an army in training. Plates overflowing with beef, yu choy, chicken, broccoli, and shrimp on every table. We fear hunger, fear necessities running out, so we buy extra, cook extra, wonder when will anything ever be enough.
You've been listening to poems by Lisa Kwong on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.